Tim put everything but his father's property back into the trunk, loading the toolbox in, returning the tools he'd removed to lighten it, and then piling in the clothes. He refastened the straps, all well enough, but when he tried the silver key, it turned without engaging the tumblers. Useless as dirt. Tim gave up and covered the trunk with the old piece of blanket again, fussing with it until it looked more or less as it had. It might serve. He'd often seen his new Steppa pat the trunk and sit on the trunk, but only infrequently did he open the trunk, and then just to get his honing bar. Tim's burglary might go undiscovered for a little while, but he knew better than to believe it would go undiscovered forever. There would come a day, maybe not until next month, but more likely next week, or even tomorrow, when Big Kells would decide to get his bar, or remember that he had more clothes than the ones he'd brought in his kick bag. He would discover the trunk was unlocked. He'd dive for the deerskin bag and find the coin it had contained was gone. And then his new wife and new stepson would take a beating, probably a fearsome one. Tim was afraid of that, but as he stared at the familiar reddish-gold coin on its length of silver chain, he was also truly angry for the first time in his life. It was not a boy's impotent fury, but a man's rage. He had asked old Destry about dragons and what they might do to a fellow. Did it hurt? Would there be, well, parts left? The farmer had seen Tim's distress and put a kindly arm around his shoulder. "Nar to both, son. Dragon's fire is the hottest fire there is, as hot as the liquid rock that sometimes drools from cracks in the earth far south of here. So all the stories say. A man caught in dragon blast is burned to finest ash in but a second. Clothes, boots, buckle and all. So, if you're asking, did your da suffer, set your mind at rest. 'Twas over for him in an instant." Clothes, boots, buckle and all. But Da's lucky coin wasn't even smudged, and every link of the silver chain was intact. Yet, he didn't take it off even to sleep. So, what had happened to Big Jack Ross, and why was the coin in Kells's trunk? Tim had a terrible idea, and he thought he knew someone who could tell him if the terrible idea was right. If Tim were brave enough, that was. "Come at night. For this jilly son likes to sleep in the day when he gets the chance." It was night now, or almost. His mother was still sleeping. By her hand, Tim left his slate. On it he had written, "I will be back. Don't worry about me." Of course, no boy who ever lived can comprehend how useless such a command must be when addressed to a mother.